In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we begin a new year of celebrating the feast days with the first of the saints, the first saints to be called by our Lord Jesus Christ, St. Andrew. It's fitting that St. Andrew is the first feast day of the new church year, each and every year, because he is the one who first responded to the call of Jesus and followed him. Not in the gospel lesson from St. Matthew this morning, but rather in John's gospel, we hear that St. Andrew was an apostle, a disciple of John the Baptist. And when John the Baptist pointed at Jesus and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," both Andrew and St. John, son of Zebedee, followed Jesus, asking him where he was staying, and went to be where he was. Later then, we hear in Matthew's gospel, when Jesus finally called Andrew and Simon, his brother, to follow him, to leave everything behind and go on the journey with Christ. St. Andrew is a perfect example of the kind of discipleship that our Lord would call all of us to. In that, St. Andrew, in every instance in Holy Scripture where he is mentioned as an individual, besides all those times when he's mentioned on the list of all the disciples, every time he's mentioned as an individual, St. Andrew is telling people and bringing them to Jesus. When he first follows Jesus at John the Baptist's beckon, he goes and he tells his brother Andrew, who would become Peter, "We have found the Messiah." And then later, when Jesus is set to feed the 5,000, it is Andrew who brings the boy to Jesus and tells Jesus this boy has some food. And it is also Andrew who tells Jesus that the Greeks have come and want a word with him later in the gospel. St. Andrew is the patron saint of all missional activity in the church, for he is the one who responded to "follow me" and then went and told people about Jesus more than any other in many ways. St. Andrew knew exactly what true evangelism was and is. It is not going and just telling people about Jesus, it is also bringing them to where Jesus is. Today, as I round off this short homily, what I'd like to do is read the writing from Treasury of Daily Prayer today, which comes from a Lutheran theologian in the 16th or 17th century, not sure which one, Valerius Herberger, about St. Andrew, so listen closely. "Reverend hearts, we hold the feast of the Apostle Andrew in Christendom as the first in the church year, not only because it falls near the season of Advent, but also because Andrew was called first, before the other apostles, by the Lord Jesus. Even Durandus, the Bishop of Mende, says, 'The saints are to be honored by imitation, not adored, as if to honor them as gods. They are to be honored with love, not adored with servitude.' Now history tells us how St. Andrew, together with his fellows, conducted their new office. Right away they left their nets and followed the Lord Jesus. And again, right away they left the ship and their father and followed him. To them, Jesus is now the most precious one on earth. According to his mind, they learn. According to his words, they teach. According to his will, they live. According to his decree, they suffer and die. When St. Andrew was threatened with the cross, he said joyfully, 'If I feared the punishment of the cross, I would have never preached the mystery of the cross.' Then when he saw the cross, he spoke, 'Hail, precious cross, you who were dedicated by the body of Christ. May he receive me through you who redeemed me through you.' And when he was living after 3 days on the cross, his hearers wanted to take him down by force, but he said, "Ah, let God take care of it. Do not make the peace of the gospel suspect by your unnecessary revolt against the government." That was apostolic constancy and long suffering. This is what it means to leave everything and follow Christ all the way to the last catch of fish. A beautiful devotional account describing the blessed faith of our brother St. Andrew. Would that the Holy Spirit guide us in the same direction, inspiring us to believe as firmly as our brother St. Andrew did, and responding to the call of our Lord Jesus Christ to follow Him all the way to whatever cross He puts in our life, even if it requires our life, so that we may too enjoy the bliss of eternal paradise with Him. In Jesus' holy and precious name, Amen.